The Channel 650 WSM, the National Life and Accident Insurance Company, Nashville, sending you the Grand Ole Opry. From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1,087th consecutive performance of the oldest living broadcast in radio history, the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Flett and Scruggs.
I stand on a corner with a low-down blues, a great big hole in the bottom shoe.
And let it be your song. Let me be your song, dog. I won't be your man at all. And let it be your song.
Dial up here, Sal, I know you. Run down, stalk in a white shoe.
And let it be your song, dog. Let me be your song, dog.
Said go, shot fell over in Mexico.
And let it be your song, dog. Let me be your song, dog. I won't be your man at all. And let it be your song, dog.
Yeah. Our stars, Flett and Scruggs, and one of their great numbers, Salty Dog Blues. Well, welcome, Lester. Welcome, Earl, to the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, it's a real pleasure to be here, Grant.
Well, as is customary, we got a great show lined out for the folks, including such opera greats as Cousin Minnie Pearl. We got Archie Campbell, Chet Atkins, String Bean, all the Foggy Mountain Boys, Tommy Vaden and his fiddle, Ben Smathers and the Stony Mountain Quaggers, and as our very special guest, that newcomer to the Opry roster, handsome, personable, sweet singing, George Hamilton IV.
Hey! George will be with us to sing us a song in just a few minutes, but right now it's my pleasure to introduce a good old boy from East Tennessee, Archie Campbell!
Hey, hey! Over on this side, boy, I can't operate on the hall side to save my life.
How are you, guys? Fine, you all right?
Feeling tolerable well. I was down at Grinder Switch yesterday. Went down there to visit Minnie Pearl and... Well, I went to see Uncle Nabob, to tell you the truth. I bought a pig from him, and I got that pig and started off down the road there and had the pig under my arm. And who did I run into but Minnie Pearl? And she had a tub under her arm. I said, "Where are you going, Minnie?" She said, "I'm going down here to the creek to do a washing." She said, "I washes here every Tuesday." And I said, "You mind if I walk along with you?" And she said, "All right." So we walked along. We come to a pine thicket there, and I had that pig under my arm. She had the tub under her arm. She stopped. She said, "Arch Camel," said, "I'm scared." I said, "What up?" She said, "I'm scared you're going to throw your arms around me and start kissing me." I said, "Lord, Minnie, I got this pig under my arm. If I set him down, he'll run away." She said, "Well, you can put him under this tub."
Did Minnie take you home with her?
Yeah, took me out of her house, and we started playing them dead blame kissing games. That's what she always wants to play, you know. Uh-huh. Had one game there called Kissing You Out of the Well. That's where a feller puts his head down under the water in a tub of water, and uh-huh. a girl comes along and kisses him. He can't pull his head out of the water till she kisses him out, see? Uh-huh. If it hadn't been for Minnie, I'd have drowned him. Glad she is there.
You know, you are a ladies' man, Archie. Well, you ought to go to Hollywood. I say you are a ladies' man. You ought to go to Hollywood.
I ought to go to Hollywood?
Yeah, the walk would do you good.
You great historical bum. I'll tell you one thing, though, speaking of Hollywood, I've got to have me a bigger TV screen on my TV set.
Why's that?
Well, I can't see the whole show. You take when Martin and Lewis come on, I can't see but one of them. Amos and Andy comes on, I can't see but one of them. Jane Mansfield comes on, I've got to have a bigger screen. Got to.
Is Jane the type of girl that you like?
Well, I can take her, actually, but I'll show you. Let's see. Look, this girl right... See that girl sitting right there?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Would you put the spotlight on her, please? That right there is my type. Stand up, honey, would you? You, that right there. That's the girl. That's my type.
Why?
Woo!
Why is she your type, Archie?
Well, that's my type. Well, you've heard that old saying, gentlemen prefer blondes.
Yeah, but she's no blonde, Archie.
Yeah, and I ain't no gentleman either. Good day.
All right. Now that Arch has told us all of his troubles, Grant, I think it's a good time to introduce our guest.
Well, I'm for that 100% less.
Well, our guest this evening is a boy who doesn't need much introduction because his name is mighty familiar to all of the opera listeners. Here he is, George Hamilton IV. Let's make him welcome to the stage. George, on behalf of Earl and all the boys, we'd like to make you welcome here on the opera.
Well, thank you very much, Lester. Like I said so many times before, it's always a real pleasure to be able to be on the show here at the old Ryman Auditorium.
I know what you mean, George, but of course folks didn't come out here to listen to us gab. They come to hear some singing. So what have you got lined up for us?
Well, this is our latest song, Lester, our latest record on ABC Paramount. Seems to be going over pretty well. At least some of the folks seem to like it. It's called Before This Day Ends.
They say that my kind of love is blind. Some even say I must have lost my mind. But if I thought I'd never kiss your lips again, I'd rather die before this day ends. Seeds of gossip always grow till they kill the fragrance of the sweetest rose. But if I thought let a doubt come in, I'd rather die before this day gossip always grows till they kill the fragrance of the sweetest rose. But if I thought that you could let a doubt come in, I'd rather die before this day ends.
Grant Turner, you look like the cat that swallowed the canary.
Well, Les, I was just outside the Ryman doing a little survey. You see, I wanted to find out if Prince Albert smoking tobacco was still the big favorite with men. And I tell you, that's just what I found out, Les. As I walked along that line outside, I saw one feller after the other packing their pipes with PA.
Well, I guess those fellas found out that the proof is in the puffing and why Prince Albert's got the flavor most favored in the USA.
And you know, it wasn't just pipe smokers either. There were some making men out there, too, Les. They looked so contented as they rolled up his cigarettes, so neat and easy with that good PA.
Yep, pipe or makings, the proof is in the puffing. And smokers find that Prince Albert burns smooth and even without any hot spot. It smokes a cool and comfortable crimp-cut PA, delivers a mighty big batch of smoking satisfaction. Say, Grant, who are you running off to?
Well, I'm going to duck outside the Ryman again and light myself a pipe full of Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco. folks, here's Tommy Vaden with one of the old-time fiddle tunes. The Stony Mountain Cloggers are going to dance it, and here's Jimmy Self call. Jimmy?
Take it right.
Holy duck, round and round, down there, dead people, charging one, one, two, two. Let's all try to pair the four. All around, shake it down, let that big for charge the front. And the four mid, let's go to the ladies, go to go. Beat your girl and pat on head, don't need it to be so bad. All around, shake it down, let that big for charge the front. Look out, boy, don't be late, get that baby from the late. And the four mid, let's go to the ladies, go to go. Meet your girl and pat on head, don't need it to be so bad. One, one, two, two, new four, let's all try and carry the four. All around, shake it down, if that big for charge the crown. Look out, boys, don't be late, get that baby from the lake. Don't watch out, you be left, you'd be a good one going to left. Man, a killer hit the south, that's what she would be my style. Like Santa Claus, she said, oh, boy, if you know me. Round, round, shake it down, let that dick be got the ground. All around, shake it down, get your partner all day home.
Mighty fine Tommy Vaden and all the square dancers. Yes, sir.
Sir, you're right about that, Les. But now, while some of us catch our breath after the dancing is over, how about a song from you and Earl and all the boys?
Oh, we'll be glad to oblige, Grant. We'd like to sing a sacred number from one of our albums, Song Glory. This number's entitled, I'm on my way to Cana's Land. Here it is.
I'm on my way.
To
Cana's land.
Land,
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
Cana's
land.
I'm on my way.
Cana's land.
I'm on my way. Way.
Praise the Lord.
I'm on my way.
Now, sister, don't go.
Don't go.
Don't hinder me.
Don't hinder me.
If sister, don't go. If sister don't go,
hinder me. I'm on my way.
Yes, my Lord.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
To Cana's land.
I'm
on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
Praise the Lord.
I'm on my way.
Now if you don't go,
won't hinder me.
If you don't go,
won't
hinder me.
If you don't go,
won't
hinder me.
I'm on my way.
Thank the Lord.
I'm on my way.
I'm on my way.
To Cana's
land.
I'm on my
way.
I'm on my way.
Thank you so much, neighbors. We're so glad you liked it. But now we've got something that you're really going to like. Some fine guitar picking by our good friend, Mr. Chet Atkins. Oh, that was great, Ted Atkins. Someday you and Earl Scruggs will have to play a guitar and a banjo duet. But speaking of duets, we've got a girl with us tonight who's got talent enough for a duet or even a quartet. Here she is, the pride of Grinder's Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Here. Well, I hope y'all will notice tonight I've got on a new hat and got on a new dress. I like this dress. It's got a little kind of, guess you'll notice, got a little gathering here in front. Pretty big crowd in the back, too, if you know the thing. No, I tell you right now, I was just telling, I was telling Grant over there, I said, I make all my own clothes. I said, now you take this dress I've got on. I said, I didn't pay but $4.99 for it. He said, $4.99 and a half? Where'd you get such an odd figure? I said, I eat too much. Well, sir, though, I wanted to tell you all, I thought I was going to have good news tonight, but it didn't turn out that way. Brother got him a job Monday, but he had to quit Wednesday on account of sickness. His boss got sick of him. But Uncle Nabob and Aunt Ambrosia, they come down here with me tonight, and we was walking down out there on the main road out there here in town, and Uncle Nabob got in trouble again, looking at them pretty women. He looks at them. It don't do no good. He's just like brother's dog that chases a train. I said, brother, what makes him chase the train? He said, I don't worry about why he chased it. I just wondered what he'd do with it if he caught it. That's Uncle Nabob and the women. Well, sure, though, he was coming down the just down the road out there, and he looked at this pretty girl that went by, and Aunt Ambrosia jerked him around. She said, what do you mean, you old married man? And I'm looking at that pretty girl. Uncle Nabob said, well, now, just because I'm on a diet don't mean I can't look at the menu. Uncle Nabob says getting married is a whole lot like getting in a tub of hot water. After you get used to it, it ain't so hot. Well, sir, though, I tell you, Uncle Nabob come over last week, and he is telling me and all of us about the time that Lucifer Hucklehead, y'all know Lucifer.
Oh, yeah.
He's a fine feller, got excellent aims but no ammunition. You know what? Uncle Nabob's telling about the time that Lucifer, long years ago, Lucifer was made one of the ushers at the church, and he's awful proud of that. But the first morning, the first person he had to ush that come in was old Granny Gusset, and Granny had one of them old-fashioned ear trumpets, and Lucifer had never saw one of them before. And when he seen Granny come in with that ear trumpet and she sat down, he leaned over and he says to her, he says, now, Granny, he says, you can keep that horn in your lap there, but just one toot out of it and you're out. You hear it? Oh, me. Well, sir, anyway, Uncle came home last night and he was awful bunged up. He's in bad shape. He looked like he'd been, oh, my, hit by a concrete mixer or something. And Aunt Ambrosia said, now, what have you been up to now? He said, well, now, wait. I said, all of us fellers is down there, down around the general store, and Lafe Plodgett and me got up a bet. Said, I bet Lafe $7 that I could climb up the beam of that new flashlight of his, and it is a real powerful one. He said the beam would go about up to the top of the general store. So he says, we bet $7. I took the bet, and Aunt Ambrosia said, well, that's the silliest bet you ever took. Uncle Nabob said it sure was. Said, just as I clumb halfway up that beam, that darn fool turned out the light. Ha ha! Bye now, see you next week.
Hi, folks. This is Ray Price for Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco.
Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor most favored in the USA. It's the freshest
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow.
That's PA.
Cool and steady burning.
Prince Albert.
Mild and mellow flavor and cool and steady burning. Prince Albert. That's P.A. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', and P.A. has the flavor most favored in the U.S.A.
No truer words were ever sung. The proof is in the puffin', and you'll find that P.A. in your pipe means cool, comfortable smoking. So look for the bright red package of Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. It's always fresh.
Well, now it's time we heard from our guest once again. So here he is with another of his great records, George Hamilton IV and Why I'm Walking. All right, George. Hey.
I've got my angel on my mind, that's why I'm walking. There's such an ache in this old heart that I ain't talking. The little hand that held mine tight just waved goodbye tonight. I've got her sweet love on my mind, that's why I'm walking. With an old love on your mind, life's not worth living.
Not worth living.
I breathe her name with every breath I'm breathing.
Breath I'm breathing.
Why could I never see how much she meant to me? I've got her sweet love on my mind, that's why I'm walking. The little hand that held mine tight just waved goodbye tonight. I've got her sweet love on my mind, that's why I'm walking. I've got my angel on my mind, that's why I'm walking.
All right, Ron.
Thank you, George, and thanks so very much for being here with us tonight. It was a real treat. This brings us down to the spot when we introduce the longest, skinniest entertainer on the opera list, singing Train Spatial 500, Mr. String Bean.
Well, you ought to been uptown when that evening train come down. You can hear the whistle blow 500 miles. I'm walking these towns with a tear in my eye. I'm trying to read a letter from my home. Whistle blow, how lonesome she sound. Thought she blow like she never blow before. This train run ride, came a little woman Saturday night, about 500 miles away from home.
String. Well, Lester, I know that you and Earl have a new record out now, and I wonder if you care to tell us a little about it.
Oh, I'd be glad to, Grant. It's a real old history type song. It has a beat to it that the neighbors seem to like it a whole lot. We'd like to do it for them right now. It's called The Great Historical Bump. I'm just a lonesome traveler in the great historical bump. Highly educated, from history I come. I built the Rock of Ages, was in the year of one, and that's about the biggest thing man has ever done. I built the Garden in Eden, was in the year of two. I joined the Apothecary Team, I always paid my due. I'm the man that signed the contract to raise the rising sun, and that's about the biggest thing man has ever done.
I was troubled also on the prayer bay, tired of Bible too. Well, I opened up the ocean, I let my good children through. I fought a million battles, and I never lost a one. And that's about the biggest thing. I was in the revolution when we set this country free. It was me and a couple of Indians that dumped the Boston tea. I won the Battle of Valley Forge and the Battle of Bully Run. And that's about the biggest thing as bad as ever done. I'm just a lonesome traveler in the greatest storm of all. Highly educated from history I come. I built the Rock of Ages, was in the year of one, and that's about the biggest thing that man has ever done. I said that's about the biggest thing, and it cannot be just as long as we're allowed, and we're going to have to go now. It certainly was nice, though, having all of you here with us at the Grand Ole Opry. Next week, the Wilburn Brothers with Charlie Walker as their guest. So be listening in, won't you? Now, this is Lester Flatt speaking for Earl Scruggs and all of us here and saying thanks, and we'll be looking for you next week at the Grand Ole Opry.
You know, a lot is said about a lot of different cigarettes, but when all is said and done, it all comes down to this. Are you smoking more these days, but enjoying it less? If your answer is yes, then change to Camel, a real cigarette. It sure makes sense, because with Camels, you get the full, rich flavor and easygoing mildness that add up to complete smoking satisfaction with each and every cigarette. The secret? The best tobacco makes the best smoke. And the Camel blend of costly Turkish and domestic tobaccos has never been equaled by any other cigarette. So, if your present brand isn't giving you all the smoking satisfaction you want, if you find yourself smoking more these days but enjoying it less, then change to Camels. Yes, have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service. And was brought to you by WSN, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC radio service.